Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may go through the gates into the city. If you ask people who have traveled around the world, what is the cleanest city you have ever seen? Many of them will answer, Singapore. If you go there, however, you'd better understand that the governing authorities take their city's cleanliness seriously. Very seriously. For instance, Orchard Road is the most famous shopping street in Singapore. Tens of thousands mingle there every day. However, hidden in the crowd are some 400 plainclothes officers. Their sole job is to catch people doing something that may threaten their city's cleanliness. If they spot you dropping a piece of paper, they can fine you hundreds of dollars. If you are a repeat offender, it can cost you thousands. In addition, they may also sentence you to several hours of community service and require you to attend lectures on littering. In short, if you find yourself in Singapore, enjoy the wonderful sights, friendly people, and cleanliness. But if you make a mistake and litter, your stay may come at a cost. Life in heaven comes at a cost as well, but the cost is not money or a lecture on littering. The cost is the precious blood of the Son of God. The Lord's desire for us to be with Him was so intense that He Himself was willing to pay the price to make it so. And now it is His blood that has washed our sins away and made all things right. It is His blood that has given us the privilege to go through the gates into the city of heaven. But in that city, there is not just an absence of the rubbish of sin. Rather, there is complete life, light, goodness, and joy. All because Jesus is there. All because He has made us clean. Lord Jesus, You have washed my robes and made me clean. Through faith in You, heaven awaits. Oh, how I look forward to that day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.